Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Padu, and in this episode, I talk about my Accutane updates now that I've started month 4. So let's jump right in. For those of you who are new here, hi. I am on Accutane, and for those of you who have heard about my skincare journey before, I am now on month 4 of Accutane. The last time I checked up with you guys, I was at the end of month 1, so it has been a while, and around the start of month 3, I did a skincare routine for dry skin in which I like briefly talk about what I was experiencing, and I honestly have had very little change, which is why I didn't feel like the need of doing a monthly update. There just really wouldn't be too many updates for you guys. So now that I've done more than halfway through my little skincare Accutane journey, I figured it was a good time to kind of tell you guys about what's changed, what's improved, and whatnot. So I should be on Accutane for just about 5 months. That's what my dermatologist is thinking. I have been pretty reactive on Accutane in terms of getting my skin cleared pretty fast. My skin had almost like completely done purging and starting to get pretty clear by the end of month 1. So as far as my dermatologist and I can tell, I will be on Accutane for just 5 months. So yeah, my skin has been doing oddly really well. And in fact, experiencing some more symptoms, but none of them that are like crazy like others usually do on Accutane. Like usually I feel like you hear about Accutane, it messes up everything, you're crazy dry, you're always like applying loads of Vaseline on your face and going through a bajillion tubes of chapstick. But honestly, I haven't, and I feel like I have a very unique Accutane story, if anything. So that's what this little discussion update episode is going to be about. I used to be barely dry, and now my face still isn't dry. I know at the very first month, I told you guys that sometimes around my like my nose or around my lips that I'd be a little dry. But here, I just have not been. It's been mostly on my body. I have a few dry spots for the last month on my upper arms. And if I lotion them every day, they begin to disappear. But I will admit that I've been quite inconsistent with, I guess, my body Accutane skincare. I've always been good on my face. My face skincare is pretty much my like ritual in the morning and at night. So that's been very easy for me to do. But with my body, I've been pretty inconsistent. So my upper arms, they don't itch and are barely noticeable, unless I have noticed that if I do get a little bit more red because of the sun or something, those dry spots will get increasingly more red. So then you will start to notice them, but just on a daily basis, you don't. But good news is, like I said, they really don't bother me in terms of how I feel. They don't itch. They're not in pain. They're not like turning into crazy rashes or anything. They're just like little casual dry spots on my arms. The next dry area are my hands. I think I've had my hands have been the most on and off, like problematic area, quote unquote, which really isn't even like bad. At times the last few months, they will get kind of irritated and these red spots will kind of appear. And I don't think they're actually rashes. I was talking to my friend who's been on Accutane, and her like actual rashes didn't appear or didn't look any way like mine did on my hands. I think they were just extremely dry and that's why they looked that way. But I would apply this kind of, I think it was a rash cream that I got prescribed to me forever ago for another like reason. And I started just applying that on my arms or on my hands a little while ago. And I noticed every time I'd apply it for like a day, they would basically disappear. So I started doing that, and it's only like the redness on my arm, my hands. Why do I keep saying arms? The redness on my hands have only like come about twice, I believe, maybe 3 times. And I think, like I said, it's probably largely due to it being dry, especially the last month, specifically in the last week when I was in Big Bear, because it was very dry up there and I did get more sun and been more outdoors than I usually am. So I think that didn't add to the fact that they were dry and that's a dry place and getting more dry because of the sun. So you really can't see anything on my hands anymore, but I can feel it too with a touch. I don't think anyone else could either if they tried to touch my hands, but I think that I'm just used to, you know, like how my skin usually feels like, and I can just tell that they're definitely more dry and not as soft as they used to be. I'm not sure the best way to describe that, but you know when you like itch a dry spot and you can like see your skin like get a little bit lighter or almost like flaky a bit. Like it's not actually like full on flaky, but it's just like you like see when you itch yourself that it's like a little more dry. Well, that's basically like what my arms and the top part of my hands near my wrist specifically do. But again, it's nothing is itchy, but I do try to at the very least lotion my hands and my arms whenever I can, and that usually helps the problem. A random thing that comes up from Accutane is that your skin does tend to thin out, and I found that I am so much more prone to actually scratching my skin. So by that, I don't mean like I'm itchy. I mean, I am literally like itching to the point where I end up like having a scratch on my skin. Sometimes I'll just have like a random itch on my arm and realize that I was itching and actually like straight up scratched myself. Sometimes it even happens with like the most random objects accidentally brushing up against it. I think I've done it to like the corner of my table before, or I've done it to like a mirror. That one's a little sharper, so I guess that's more normal. But I just know as a fact that it's never serious, but I've definitely had more scratches on my arms than I like ever have had scratches on my arms for a lot of times, like I said, the most random reasons. I even like found one this morning on like the side of my ribcage, and I have no idea what else could have caused it apart from probably me itching myself and the fact that I'm on Accutane, because there's nothing that I did that I was like, ow, oh no, I ended up scratching myself. Like, it's just kind of weird, but I guess that's another thing that I found. Another symptom that I believe is linked to Accutane, but I cannot tell for sure if I'm being honest, or at least I think that maybe Accutane has actually like worsened it, is that my eyes are dry. I've been using blue light glasses whenever possible at night this past like year, I want to say, because my eyes will get almost sore, to which I discovered was basically an eye strain. I didn't understand that before, and sometimes it triggers more than other times, but it's never been like crazy bad. But when I was in Big Bear, I was there for like 5 days, like 4 nights, and 3 of those days, my eyes were so, so bad to the point where they'd be like crying on their own, and like I just could not figure out like why they were so bad. So then I called my mom and I kind of explained to her, and she pointed out that maybe it could be my Accutane, which I like totally didn't, I guess, think that they could relate to each other, or didn't even like consider Accutane being the reason. And honestly, I think that it was that. The fact that I was in a dry place with my Accutane drying out my body, plus already having pretty sensitive eyes and knowing that I am prone to having these like eye strains, and I never really know what dry eyes I guess feel like, but I'm guessing if my eyes water on their own, they're probably extremely dry and trying to relieve the dryness. So I've had times where my eyes would just feel like I have been in the pool all day with chlorine in my eyes, and I could not, when I was trying to describe to my friends how it felt like, finally, after I think it was like on day 2, I was like, I got it. It is exactly like that. Like, I've had chlorine in my eyes all day. I've been in the pool for like a week straight, and now my eyes are just low key burning. And the thing is, I had not been in the pool at all. Not recently, not in the past few months. There's no reason for them to feel like that, and I'm thinking it was because of the dryness. So I finally got lubricating eye gel, and my eyes felt almost instantly better. I used them when I first got them immediately, then before bed I added some more, and finally twice the next day, and one more time when I actually got back to San Diego, and my eyes have honestly felt so much better. They felt a little bit dry at one point today, but I was out and couldn't do anything about it, and they still feel fine now, and I definitely keep the eye drops around just in case now, and I think it's an amazing little hack, even off of Accutane. If you're experiencing eye strains, would highly suggest getting a little one of these. This one is literally on my desk in front of me right now. It's called Refresh Liquid Gel. and it's been amazing. That is probably the one symptom that was the most uncomfortable during those 3 days. Again, it didn't bother me any other time, but those specifically during those 3 days, I had it rough. I was out and about with my friends, and there were times where I was just like bawling and like could not control it and could barely like, even when the sun wasn't necessarily out, I still had to like squint my eyes like crazy. So that was definitely one of the most uncomfortable times. But again, another thing that I could live with, and I found the solution to it pretty immediately, which I'm very happy that my mom even suggested that. Something I've said from the beginning is to always apply baby oil, or I personally ended up preferring coconut oil in my nose. I've heard about this before. I got on Accutane because you're prone to getting bloody noses. So some people do even like Vaseline in their nose. Like I said, I just like coconut oil. It's more natural, and I like the feeling of oil rather than like a gel in my nose. I've never had a full-on bloody nose, but there are times where I'll feel a little more stuffy or even just like apply baby oil because I knew that I should and had not in a few days, because like I said, I have been a little inconsistent with things that aren't just like fully skincare, and I knew that I had to be better and more consistent about it. So I usually just use a Q-tip to apply it in my nose, and I'll notice some blood on my Q-tip. Specifically in Big Bear, there was this one morning where it was definitely kind of more blood than usually. And then my friend ended up telling me that she got a runny nose the night before. A bloody nose the night before. So I feel like that was definitely it. It was the fact that we were in a dry spot once again, and the fact that I didn't even have a bloody nose, even being on Accutane, was kind of a miracle if she had one and wasn't even on Accutane. But yeah, the whole kind of vaguely a bloody nose has been inconsistent thing since the end of month one, if I remember correctly, at least since month two, but it's never anything major. It's just like, oh wow, I'm happy I'm cleaning this out right now because there's blood at the end of my Q-tip, but it's never actually turned into a bloody nose, which thankful about. I've never had one in my life, and I'm happy I didn't have to fully deal with one, at least not yet. I've mentioned it before, but you also get more easily burnt on Accutane due to the skin thinning out and being just more sensitive in general, and that will basically be the same for anyone. You really do want to be careful when you're out in the sun. You want to apply your sunscreen whenever you can, and I definitely apply my sunscreen every single morning, and I think if anything, it is putting me in a better skin routine to keep that up post-Accutane, because I knew that I should have been applying sunscreen regularly every single day, but I really didn't. It was never part of my routine. So I'm glad that if anything out of this positive thing, aside from getting clear skin, I am also now adding sunscreen to my daily routine. But aside from that, I am working, or if I do work at my desk in the evening, I will always close my blinds for the sunset, as the sun hits directly through my window and to my desk, and therefore my arms will usually end up getting red if I don't have at least like a long sleeve on, or even just quickly applying like a little bit of sunscreen. That is something that's really big for me. Usually my right arm, if I forget to close the blinds and don't put sunscreen or a long sleeve, it'll usually definitely be pink by the end of the night. Nothing major, but definitely, if I can't avoid it, I try to. I will also, during days, I know that I will be in the car a lot driving from place to place. Or, for example, when I even drove to Big Bear, so one like long trip, I will definitely 100% put sunscreen on my arms and on my face, reapply if I need to, because otherwise I 100% get burnt after like longer car rides. So definitely another random thing that I've never had to apply sunscreen for, just car rides, but something that I have been needing to do. I generally think those are the only symptoms I've had, though. I rarely get itchy anymore. I think I've been itchy on my arms just a day or two the past few months. And if so, I just apply some Benadryl cream mixed into my lotion, and I just apply it on, and it basically releases it right away. My scalp was itchy the first month, but isn't at all anymore. And I have been very inconsistent with the product that I liked for that, so I know it's not just because I was using a good product, if that makes any sense. Some people get more headaches or muscle soreness, and I really haven't had either. I rarely had headaches before, and I still rarely do, so I know that's not a thing. And then I work out consistently, and I don't feel like I've been any more sore than I normally am. I'm usually only sore after like a tougher workout, so that's also likely just the fact that it was a tougher workout. So I think the few symptoms that I have had at month one have either like pretty much stayed the same or have been replaced by something else that's pretty minor. So I guess that's a very positive thing for me. I honestly feel like I've been lucky on Accutane, and whether it's me finding good products for my skin and taking the proper precautions, or just generally being lucky that Accutane isn't hitting my body full force like literally anyone else I've ever heard, I will take it and just be happy that my skin is getting clear and I'm not going crazy with all the side effects. My skin is clear like 90% of the time, with just like occasional pimples, which I'm convinced is only due to the masks we wear, since I, as I'm recording this, am in the middle of the pandemic. So I think that wearing the mask all the time just isn't really helping my skin. But even being on Accutane, like the fact that I am wearing those masks all the time, I still only get them very occasionally, usually really small, and will go away by the next day. So that's been really good too. I will definitely give you a last update once I take my last, or have taken the last month worth of pills, and hopefully another update a few months post Accutane to tell you guys how my skin has evolved, if it has stayed dry, turned to normal, or what has it been doing. Now, that's all I have for you today, and if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. This last week has been so much fun. I have been a Big Bear from Sunday until Thursday when I returned just in time for my midterm, literally like 2 hours before. Really happy about that. I left to Big Bear with some friends as we all like worked together one way or another. So we all felt really safe and we stayed in this adorable Airbnb that I am definitely hoping I can return to, because it was honestly one of the cutest places I've ever stayed at. It was so well, like, it was just so cozy but still spacious for us having like four people there, and it was just, it was a lot of fun. We got to go exploring a lot of the days, from like hiking to the, like walking around the little streets in Big Bear Lake, or we rented out a boat one day, which I got to drive, and I love driving those little pontoon boats around the lake, and it was honestly so much fun. At night, we would often have like game nights or movie nights and just chill, and really did have a blast. It was just a fun way to kind of get away for a bit and just not think about, like, I don't know, the random worries that you sometimes have just always being at home. I feel like anytime I go on vacation, whether it's with friends or family, you just kind of like forget about some of the things back home, which is just really nice. And you get to just think about the people that you're with or with your friends, and I really like it. Other than that, I've been brainstorming my final essay for my class. And despite this sounding, I guess, bad, it's actually been good in terms of I am working on my final essay, and therefore then I will be done. And I have just the essay to do and the actual final left. So the final is next week. The final paper is due in 2 weeks. And I am just very happy to be finally done. And also proud of myself that I was able to keep up with everything despite it being a 6 week class with 3 midterms, a final, and an essay. The fact that I was able to keep up with the readings and the lectures while still going to Big Bear and going to work and doing all these like other things, I'm just really proud of myself. So overall conclusion, it's been a good week, and I hope I get to have other really great weeks like this one to come. But with that, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.